Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jobe, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Stinga Ajisafe. Today's discussion is The Cry of the Righteous. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
I'm glad for the opportunity once again to be on the air, this time on the topic, The Cry of the Righteous. The Cry of the Righteous. Without wasting time, I want to establish this topic basically in the Word of God, the Scripture, the Holy Bible. In the book of Psalm 34, verse 17. Psalm 34, verse 17. I will read in New King James fashion. It reads thus, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all." The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. This is a very ambiguous, but I will try as much possible within the time that we have to be able to persuade us what is righteous in the physical realm or in the natural definition. Just like this passage said, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and deliver them out of all their troubles. That means we have to relate righteous cry, delivers, and the troubles. This is a very basic thing. Inequality is the motive force of the universe. Inequality is the motive force of the universe. And the scripture said, "The heart is the Lord's and all his fullness, the world and those who dwell therein." From this phrase, inequality is the motive force of the universe. I will digress a little bit into physical science, then link it up into this world view, and to be able to persuade or to be able to distinguish the righteous. Who are the righteous? Why God has to hear the righteous? And what reason make a righteous to be in troubles? From the laws of thermodynamics, which is the study of energy. I'm just trying to do this in the plain English. When you hear thermodynamics, I don't want us to be very fearful. I will try to use it in the plain English. Well, thermodynamics is just a study of energy. That is the conversion of energy between various forms and the ability of energy to do work. Just like if I want to walk from point A to point B, I need a little energy to coordinate between my brain and my leg to carry my body from A to B. I'm not going to discuss about physical sciences. I want to lay emphasis on the first law of thermodynamics to argue for the case of righteous. There are almost 4 laws of thermodynamics, but don't worry about that. The first law of thermodynamics states that energy can be changed from one form to another, but it cannot be created or destroyed. Energy can be transferred from one form to another, but it cannot be created or destroyed. The total amount of energy and matter in the universe remain constant. Now, to link this scientific theory to the cry of the righteous, I will use that phrase that I first of all used, that inequality is the motive force of the universe. And from the law of thermodynamics, which is conversion of energy from various, from one form to the other, and this can be noticed at a different level. Therefore, there must be righteous, there must be unrighteous. I will maintain definition on righteous solely unrighteous, and I don't want us to confuse what I'm talking about with being holy or being religious. I'm just talking about plain righteous. What is the dictionary say about cry? Because that passage said the righteous cry, and the Lord hears and deliver them out of all their troubles. Dictionary divine cry to be the act or sound of crying, any loud utterances or exclamation. Cry could be an utterance in articulate sound, especially of lamentation, grief, or suffering, to weep, shed tears, with or without sound, and so on. Don't forget, because I would like us to be focused, inequality is the motive force of the universe. And I lay emphasis on first physical science, first law of thermodynamics. Then I will present some case study in the scripture as well as in logic. Then, what is trouble in the simple language? Trouble can be any difficulty, annoyance, harassment, unfortunate or distressing position, circumstances, or occurrence. Now, I want to divide the righteous by dictionary. Dictionary divine righteous to be characterized by uprightness or morality, morally right or justifiable. Or it could be righteous indignation. It could always be acting in an upright, moral way, virtuous, absolutely genuine or wonderful. Now, you will see from all this definition that I just read out, I'm not talking about being holy, being Christian, being Muslim, being anything you are. We just want to discuss the righteous. But the emphasis I want to link this on is that we should know that the heart is the Lord. That is, I'm talking to those people that support that there is Creator, and everything all we see is not by chance, but is by a somebody that created it. Now I want to expatiate briefly on moral, because it's a very, very popular word, especially in law. Morality can be defined as a conformity to the rules of right conduct. It could be moral conduct or virtuous conduct. Don't forget, we're talking about the cry of the righteous. And I said, inequality is the motive force of the universe. And I tried to explain that word cry, trouble. Then I tried to explain the righteous, and from the definition, link it to be moral conduct. Then try to use the law of thermodynamics as the first case. That is, the conversion of energy from one form to the another. And to establish, even from the law of science, of physical science, that energy cannot be created nor be destroyed, but they can change from one form to the other. And from this, we can know that when they are trying to change from one form to the other, the strength is not the same. But when they consolidated, they become one. Now, we want to differentiate between being righteous or being unrighteous or being evil. And who are those people that are righteous? And then when you cry, why God has to hear the cry of the righteous? In the scripture, I want to quickly establish this in a case study in the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 21. This is a case study between Abraham, Sarah, and Hagar, and Ishmael, the son of Abraham. I just want to make a case study. I'm not going to make a conclusion. I said I want to read in the book of Genesis chapter 21. I will read from verse 9 to 12. Then I'll come back to that. It reads, "And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had bore to Abraham, scoffing. Therefore she said to Abraham, 'Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be here with my son,' namely with Isaac. And the matter was very displeasing in Abraham's sight because of his son." Now, you see, the matter was very displeasing in Abraham's sight. That is only what Abraham can see. And that is what all human beings morally say, it is either good or bad. And Pastor says something that is very contrary to what Abraham, even the father of faith, was arguing. But God said to Abraham, that is verse 12, "Do not let it be displeasing in your sight because of the Lord or because of your bond woman. Whatever Sarah has said to you, listen to her voice, for in Isaac your seed shall be called." You know, this is very controversial, if it is in law court. I don't know how a very expert in the criminal case in the criminal law can just distinguish and try to exonerate Sarah for a comment casting out the bond woman, which Sarah by herself gave to her husband, and from that arrangement, an innocent son was born. Now, at a point in time, Sarah had a baby. Now, she wants Abraham to cast out the woman and the son. I'm going to something, the cry of the righteous. I will come back to verse 12. That is the response, the verdict of God. Because righteous has to do with legal interpretation as well. It is like when a righteous cry is trying to make his case known, and that God or the Lord himself has to act on behalf of righteous. And what we know is that God, the law of God, is perfect. In this first case of Abraham, I want us to follow us. I will make another case. I will use this story, I will present it in this way. Wolf, sheep, and human being. By nature of wolf, wolves like to eat sheep because that is his nature. He has to kill to feed on the sheep. Human being has to take care of the sheep. They fed sheep, they nurture sheep, but you know, as time goes by, human being can even take this sheep that is flocks when he wants to do some festival or a party and slaughter this sheep or ram. One thing I want you to notice, if a sheep fights wolf, he will hide, or she will hide, or she will try to run for his life. But if sheep, by preadventure, sight human being, he might feel very comfortable because he knows that man has to take care of him or her. But if it's this man that sheep was trying to put his trust on, it's unpredictable because man, as he always take care of the sheep, he can so also convert sheep to be his next meal. For wolves and sheep, they never been friends. But with man, human being, he could be friend or enemy, the cry of the righteous. Don't forget, inequality is the motive force of the universe. This sounds like very, very logic, but I'm trying to present it in a simpler way so that we will know who are the righteous. It's not about self-religion. I'm not talking about reasoning. I'm not talking about the law. I'm not talking about what you believe. I'm just talking about the righteous before the Creator. And I'm not talking about heaven or hell. I'm not talking about whether if you do this, you go to heaven, you go to hell. I'm not even talking maybe you believe in hell or not. But I'm just talking about how God sometimes acts. And why the Bible says the righteous cry. It doesn't even say that the righteous cry to the Lord. He just said the righteous cry out. Just like it is difficult to exonerate human being who is taking care of a goat or sheep and even try to prevent the wolf for killing the sheep, and the same man that is preventing the wolf to feed on the sheep take the same thing and kill it for himself. We will, by logic, we will say that it is injustice, because wolf feed on sheep. That is its nature. Man does not. Man does not necessarily have to eat sheep before he can live. He can eat something else. But man can choose to eat the sheep and justify himself. And he might stand night and day, even stay in the sun with the sheep, in the rain with the sheep, just to tender the sheep, and they're trying to prevent wolves to take kill the sheep, but it's the same thing. It can be the killer of the sheep. Inequality is the motive force of the universe. And from the first law of thermodynamics, and for the first case between Abraham and his wife Sarah, and between wolf and humanity and sheep. I will say this one now. I want to briefly talk about natural phenomenon too, because I want us to establish what I mean by the righteous. Even the law of physics, we're familiar with Newton's laws of mechanics and Maxwell's laws of electrodynamics. All these laws are valid to a point, but they do not work in the infrastructure of atoms, maybe in the nuclear physics. Now, I want to discuss about Noah, the righteous, and from Wolf, and from Abraham. The question that we can ask, why God has to take side of Sarah? Because in the sight of Abraham, what Sarah was advising him to do is not good. And in the natural way, too, when we want to assess it, it doesn't look right. But if Sarah did not talk, there will be conflict of interest upon the destiny of Isaac, as long as the son of bondwoman Ishmael was in the house. The trouble comes. Just like I divine the righteous, said, characterized by uprightness. We can see before God can act on behalf of his own creature, just like when there is built up pressure in underneath the heart, which can result to volcanic eruptions. There must be a balance even in the earthquakes, as destructive it could be, because God is good. He has to listen to the cry of some nature to release them of their pressure. So also to listen to the cry of those that are on the right standing with God. That is, right standing means when you are able to discover the purpose of God. That is why God responding to Abraham in verse 12 of that 21 Genesis, that you have to listen to your wife. God does not condemn Hagar and her son Ishmael. Even he said, when you read verse 13, I will bless that boy. He will have 12 nations, just like you have you your son that I promised you. We have 12 nations. But the point here now is that at this point, I've just called Isaac for a purpose that I don't want anything to interfere, which can look like troubles, like I explain the trouble as a suffering, oppression. That is what hinder our destiny. And when it is hinder your destiny or my destiny, and we are able to identify the purpose of God in our life, and we cry out, and we just pleading, because when somebody can be, whoever that is need deliverance must be able to accept that he's weaker than the opposing force. You must be able to be at right standing, just like wolves feed on goats and sheep. Man tend goat, but kill goat too. But you cannot kill goat for nothing, for hatred. The cry of the righteous. In the midst of inequality, God is the only one that can justify based on our right standing with him. I'm not going to conclude by saying this is how you should do it, but the point I'm just making is that we should be aware that inequality is the motive force of the universe. From the energy confusion and the difference in strengths, there may be time of oppression and suppression. But when you are in the state of suppression and oppression, you must be able to be in the right standing of the purpose of God. And when you scream, he is able to answer. Just like we know that biblical and moral laws are valid when applied correctly. So say there exists no absolute moral laws because they do not apply everywhere at all times is wrong. This is the era of situational ethic. So say those who apply absolute moral laws must not have concrete circumstances in view is also wrong. This is the era of the legalistic. There exists no ideal crystal or gas. Reality different from laboratory formulas. So it is with moral laws. Therefore, in conclusion, the righteous has to be somebody that are at right standing with time, with the purpose of God to fulfill his destiny in this universe. And when he cried out because of the inequality that is happening in the world, if he sincerely been at right standing with God, if he cried out, God is bound to deliver the righteous from all his trouble. The question is, before you can cry out, you must know your standing. Is it as wolf against sheep? Or what are you doing when you tender the goat as well as killing it? Or are you Sarah or are you Abraham? This is the argument. But when we cry out as righteous, God is bound to hear us. Thank you. And thank you for just tuning in for this broadcast. See you next time. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's broadcast. Due to pre-scheduled events, we will not be having a broadcast in 2 weeks. But please be sure to tune in on December 9th, on which the topic will be the mongoose, the snake killer, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And may God bless you. Thank you.